Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 416, entitled Exploring Rapid Clouds Hosting for WordPress. It was published on Thursday, the 3rd of April, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I'll be joined by my two guests, Wes and Mike, to have a chat about their new-ish hosting platform, Rapid Cloud. But before that, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that if you're in the WordPress space, I have an event for you. It's an event that I've been running, well, for many years now with Anshan LaRue. I'm joined by Dan Maybe and Paul Smart on the organization team for the second time. It's version 8 of the Page Builder Summit. Head to pagebuildersummit.com to find out more. Whilst you're there, if you scroll down, you can see the list of confirmed speakers, and I'm sure that you'll agree there's a whole ton of really interesting speakers there. Those speakers will no doubt be bringing their wealth of experience directly to you. The event is running from the 12th of May to the 16th of May, 2025. Hit the pink button. It's marked Join the Waiting List. And if you do that, we'll be able to keep you up to date as and when the Page Builder Summit is coming around. You'll also notice underneath that little button is a section which says Interested in Sponsoring the Summit. Find out more. Click the link there if you have a product or service. Basically, if you're in the WordPress space and you would like to help us put that event on, there are some sponsorship options there, and you'll be joining many notorious WordPress companies who have already done that. Once more, pagebuildersummit.com. Click the button, join the waitlist. It's on May the 12th to May the 16th, 2025. Stick it in your calendar. The next thing to mention is that if you would like to advertise on this podcast with its WordPress-specific audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise. To find out more, a bit like these three fine companies did. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. Helping us make the podcast today is also Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And also helping us with the podcast this week is Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks from me to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for supporting the WP Builds Podcast. Podcasts like this cannot happen without the support of fine companies like that. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, it's a new-ish company in the WordPress hosting space. They're a little bit different. They're not your normal host in that they really are drilling down on really hardcore dynamic websites. So think things like LMSs, WooCommerce, that kind of thing. I'm joined by Wes and Mike from Rapid Cloud today. And we go over, well, we introduce them. Then we get into an overview of what Rapid Cloud can do. We also talk about why they thought the market needed something like this and how they differentiate. The technical stuff is obviously important if you're a hoster, and they mention that along the way, as well as what you might get in terms of support and user experience. And then we drill down into things like reliability, pricing, the environment and the technology stack that they're using, security, and so much more. And I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by two guests. First up, I've got Wes Tatters, but I'm also joined by Mike Eisenwasser. How are you doing, both of you?
Good to be here.
Good morning from my side.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. I had the sheer blind luck of sitting next to Wes on a bus in Manila the other day. Why would I be doing that? Well, because we were both, in fact, all three of us, I believe, were at WordCamp Asia in Manila. And I just started chatting to this chap next to me, and it turned out to be Wes, who then told me, yeah, of course, we're having a podcast in a couple of weeks. And here we are. So it's kind of it's all working out. We're here to talk about a product today, because although this product is not brand new, I think there's a high chance that you, dear listener, may not have heard of it. And it's about time that you did, because it's maybe something that you want to get yourself involved in. I'm going to call it like high-end hosting, but maybe that's kind of maybe that's not really pitching it right. It is called Rapid Cloud. And pause this podcast and go to the following URL. rapyd.cloud. So it's kind of like a strange spelling of rapid. rapyd.cloud. Go and check it out and then come back and unpause it. And you'll be able to see exactly what they do. Let's just do a quick intro from both of you. So first up, Wes, just tell us who you are and what your background is and all of that.
Hi, I'm Wes Tatters. I'm the Managing Director at Rapid and the Infrastructure Architect. I have been responsible for the development of the infrastructure itself and the underlying hosting technology behind how Rapid works.
Nice. Thank you so much. And Mike?
Yeah, I am Michael Eisenwasser. I'm the co-founder of Rapid Cloud with my business partner, Tom. And I'm also the chief product officer. I manage everything related to the product development and especially the interface and the user experience. And Tom, my business partner, is more on the marketing and sales side. And we worked together, Tom and I, for over 10 years. Our last company, BuddyBoss, some of you in the WordPress ecosystem may have heard of it. Super popular community platform for WordPress. So we built that company together over the last 10 years. And we sold that company last year and launched Rapid Cloud together. And Wes worked with us in BuddyBoss also. A lot of our team in Rapid is a continuation of BuddyBoss. We'll get into it, but Rapid Cloud is really solving a problem that exists broadly in the WordPress ecosystem and was a huge pain point for our previous customers.
Yeah, that kind of leads me nicely to this. And it is about now, about 2 minutes in, that people drop off podcasts. Don't drop off, right? Because this is interesting. And you may say to yourself, okay, it's a hosting company. I know what's coming. Maybe not. Maybe not. I think there's something different here. So if you go to rapid.cloud, the UVP right at the top, hyperspeed performance, even at peak traffic. And read a little bit further. And really, it seems like you're pitching into the marketplace of not your kind of $5 hosting, because you've got a simple brochure site with five pages and you've got no expectation of a great deal of traffic. Your pitch, it feels to me, is we have a serious website. We've got a real business. And because it's bolting things in, LMSs, BuddyBoss, that kind of thing, data-driven, high query websites, that's what you're solving. Have I basically summed that up right?
Yeah, sites that are scalable, high resource websites, dynamic sites. So traditional WordPress hosts are built around the traditional needs of WordPress, which is what you think of: blogs, marketing sites, brochure sites. Those are easy to host because the content does not change very frequently, even if they have a large audience. So most of the hosts are using older infrastructure and they rely on very aggressive page caching to achieve performance. And Wes will talk more about the technical in a while, but at a high level, our entire infrastructure is designed around a different use case. Imagine you have a site like a BuddyBoss site where you have a community, newsfeed, notifications, messages, or you have an e-commerce site. Every person in the checkout has different stuff in their cart. Or even e-learning site. Everyone's taking different quizzes and different course progression. You can't just cache that content. Everyone's viewing unique content. And then when you put that at scale, it becomes exponentially more difficult to host. I can tell you, I ran BuddyBoss actually myself since 2010. Tom joined me in 2014 together until last year. For 14 years, I watched customers with their struggling to find adequate hosting, having 20, 30 second page load times, bouncing around between hosts, asking us, who can you recommend? And we couldn't offer a good provider that would work for them. When their sites would get to scale, the hosts, I'm talking about big name hosts that you've all heard of, would start shutting down services, telling them you're using up too many resources for our infrastructure, pushing them to bump to the highest tier plans that are prohibitively expensive given the actual size of the site. And I would just see, and it was the number one complaint people would have for our customers. And broadly, I mean, in the if you look at the 2024 annual WordPress survey, performance is ranked as the number one issue in WordPress. People who leave WordPress, and they like WordPress, they like being able to build custom features, but often people leave to SaaS products purely over performance. It's a major pain point. And as the ecosystem is evolving, like nowadays, AI is being infused into all the plugins. The resource usage is just, the demands are getting higher and higher. These WordPress sites are not like the sites of 5 years ago. And Rapid Cloud is built around this. So our performance is insane. At even at scale, even with tons of database queries, we can handle it. WP Lift published an article about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, a week or two ago. They did their own independent testing. And what they did is they had 5,000 concurrent users. They ramped up to 5,000 to see what would happen. And on all our competitors, big competitors, all the ones you've heard of, on average, the sites slowed down by 300% or higher, and on Rapid Cloud by 11%. So that is just it's a massive difference. So the customers who come here who have these types of sites are finding that they have 300-400% boost in performance, often a reduction in costs. And even sites that aren't experiencing problems quite that bad still will have a performance boost. Our infrastructure is crazy fast.
It's kind of
You
carry on, please. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I think one of the challenges that people don't understand with WordPress is it doesn't take that long for that to happen. You know, it's not, a million users. On most hostings, shared hostings, and even on some of the larger managed hosts, if you're over 50, 100 concurrent users, you're in trouble.
It'll stall.
You know, it'll start to stall. Primarily the number of PHP workers, the amount of physical dynamic pages that WordPress, you know, server can generate in real time. So we're not talking necessarily, you know, Fortune 500 companies. We're talking buddy boss sites that they might have 1,000 members, but every one of those members logs on at 7:30 PM at night to just check their group's day, log on to complete their LearnDash course. You know, LearnDash courses in particular have been developing this following since COVID around the concept of cohorting. They artificially create cohorts and say, we're going to start our next round of training on Monday morning at 9 AM. Means that they can develop their content, launch the content, and then start the cohort on a Monday morning. And that works fine for their cohorts of 9, 10, 15 people. All of a sudden, they've got 100 user cohort and their site doesn't work. And they've got everyone complaining.
It's kind of like, there's some irony here, isn't there? In that you've got a successful thing. You've got a successful LearnDash site, or you've got a successful BodyBoss site, or what have you. And the success becomes the failure because you've got all of these people who want to use your fabulous thing and presumably are paying you a monthly fee or what have you. And then all of a sudden, the thing becomes unusable because you're successful. And that seems in some ways really unjust. And we know what the modern internet user is like. Basically, 2 seconds is 1.5 seconds too long. Even half a second, in all honesty, is a little bit much these days.
And BuddyBoss went one step further with this. So BuddyBoss is a social platform, obviously. It looks a lot like Facebook. A lot of BuddyBoss customers were going, it looks so much like Facebook that what we really want is it on our mobile phone. We want an app in the Android and Play Store.
Yeah.
That's what BuddyBoss built.
Yeah.
BuddyBoss built an entirely React Native, entirely headless WordPress experience for BuddyBoss customers. Of course, what then happened? The same problem.
Yeah.
If you think about how a person uses an app, you know, and it's flipping and swiping and scrolling and tabbing and like, every one of those actions is a WordPress page request.
Mike, quick question for you. Sorry, Wes, just a quick question to Mike. It must be fairly soul-destroying if you put your heart and soul into this thing, BodyBoss. So we're just going backwards in time a little bit. And you build in all these features, these wonderful features, and then the failure point is not you. The failure point is something else. And presumably then you get a ton of support requests. It's like, it's not working. Yeah, it is working. It's really working. It's just the hosting that's not working for you.
I mean, we've been itching to build a hosting company for a very long time because we've seen this problem. I don't know if I would say soul destroying, but it was frustrating because customers would see the performance issues and blame us.
Right. All the time. Right.
They would say, it's BodyBoss is so slow. It's so slow. It's like, well, you're trying, you know, there's a live messenger in the product. There's a news feed in there. There's so much happening. And the hosts that are out there are not built for this. And, you know, Facebook is not running on GoDaddy or whatever, you know? I mean, it requires a certain type of hosting to make this possible. And there wasn't a solution on the market. And there's no amount of improvements. You know, yes, BodyBoss had areas that needed improvements for making it more efficient. And we worked on a lot of that. And I know BodyBoss is in good hands now in the new ownership, and they're continuing to improve it. But 90% of the performance issues came from the hosting.
Yeah.
And that was just out of our control. And it's nice to be able to be in a different position where we're providing that solution. Because it's not just BodyBoss customers. It's BodyPress customers, Peepso, all the other social networking platforms. It's all the community platforms, LearnDash, Lifter LMS, Tutor LMS, Academy LMS, it's WooCommerce, ShareCart, all these situations, WP Job Manager. There's so many platforms that have the exact same problem.
Yeah.
And we're very passionate about this because we've seen the problem for so long. And when we met Wes, I mean, Wes is an absolute genius and has been doing server infrastructure related things in the WordPress ecosystem for really as long as WordPress has existed, and doing other tech related things for decades prior to that. Wes was very active in our group, in our community. We had a really popular Facebook group, still exists, for BodyBoss, and people would always be posting their server issues, their performance issues, and Wes would go in and fix it for them. He would create custom setups on AWS and stuff. And it was happening so often that we brought Wes into the company built a team around him and worked on this, and it's been a very exciting path. I'm really happy we're doing this.
We all need a Wes in our life. We all need something like that. So I think we've established basically dynamic, like high traffic, lots of database queries, dynamic data on every page. That's what you're offering. Okay, so over to Wes. How did you do it? And I know we've got a limited amount of time, and obviously we can only describe a certain amount on the audio. Just give us the top tier things that you think separate you from all the other companies.
Very specifically, one of the things that we identified very early on is that sites like BodyBoss sites like LearnDash sites like WooCommerce sites are heavily shaped. What that means is that they aren't busy 100% of the day. They aren't busy 100% of the week or the month. They may only be busy for 2 hours in the morning. Some may be busy for a couple of hours in the evening. But in all of these cases, once they get successful, they start getting billed for the maximum amount of processing power that they need for the month.
I'd never even thought of that.
Even though they may only need it for one day a week or for a couple of hours a day in the morning. So we started with a very different premise. We said, what if we can work out a way to help customers when they're really busy and conversely not penalize them when they're really slow? So we built a dynamic infrastructure, and that's what underpins Rapid. It allows us to say to customers, hey, you can be busy and we'll be there for you. You can handle that super heavy traffic event where there might be 1,000 people slamming the site in a minute. And we'll also be there for the rest of the week when you're not busy. So we built a very different sort of infrastructure, and that's what underpins Rapid. It's this, we took the concept of dynamic infrastructure and made it a feature of Rapid. That means that we can manage our customers differently to a traditional WordPress hosting. You don't come to us and buy one CPU core or 10 PHP workers. We have a scalable infrastructure that says you need 1,000 PHP workers at 9 a.m. on Monday morning, it's there for you. You need 2,000 PHP workers, it's there for you. But we aren't going to charge you for that for a month.
So can you touch on what is the amount of PHP workers that are typically available from the other WordPress hosts?
Look, a typical WordPress host will probably be 5, 10, 15 PHP workers, you know, scaling up to maybe 40 or 50 PHP workers.
If you have 10 PHP workers and you have, the site is not all cached, you have concurrent users viewing different content, how many concurrent users could 10 PHP workers handle, in that second?
In most cases, only 10.
10. Because one PHP worker is effectively one process.
Yeah, because at the same time, those PHP workers, unfortunately, the nature of WordPress, let's just add another 30 plugins. I've got WooCommerce, I've got Lifter LMS, I've got this, I've got that. 150 plugins later, every single page request has to load all those plugins, do all that processing, get the result out. So the bigger the site, the longer that window of time that it takes for the actual page to render. So they're the things that we addressed.
Can I ask, as fast as possible? If I'm like, let's go for LMS. If I'm an LMS owner, I've got a successful course that I run online. My thing is the course, right? I really want to be in the course. I don't know. I'm a yoga teacher or something like that. I'm interested in yoga, basically. I don't care at all about hosting, except that it works. Do I have to make lots of decisions? Because from all of the things that you said, there's obviously a lot of moving parts and cogs moving in the background. If I decide to go to Rapid and I sign up for a month or what have you, I notice that you've got a free tier and what have you. Do I need to make decisions about those kind of things? Are there technical things that I need to know or understand? Or is it literally you will just take WordPress. This off my hands? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me WordPress.
Let me take that. So we don't have a free tier. We have a free trial.
Sorry, I misspoke. Clear. Correct. Yeah, thank you.
All right, first off, if you come over to Rapid Cloud, our migrations team will assist. They do a performance audit. They look at your site and make sure everything's ready for our infrastructure. And they will advise you to upgrade some things to get it in a position where it's ready to bring over, and they will help. And then they will do a free migration and bring the site over for free. Once we have all the information from you, on average, it takes us about 2 hours to migrate everything over. They will help configure everything. And then once you're in there, we have incredible customer support. We have live chat support. Average time to response is under a minute. People rave about our support. You can look up Rapid Cloud on Trustpilot and see that. So we will be there all the time for you with whatever questions you have. And then within the dashboard, we have an incredibly intuitive, I would say minimalist but powerful user dashboard with all the tools you could ever need. We've seen all the issues people have managing WordPress sites with BuddyBoss, and so we've made sure to include that stuff in there. So you can update plugins in the WordPress admin or in our hosting dashboard. You can roll back plugins. You can roll back to backup points. You can manage your security, everything within the dashboard.
Oh, so it is the complete package of managed, 100%. You know, we've got to be careful what we say now. Managing
like
WordPress websites, managed. Whatever that phrase that we're allowed to say.
Managed hosting, managed for WordPress.
That's the one we're allowed. Yeah. So the full gamut, I can do backups in there. I can do, I don't know, roll back a particular plugin. I can go from live to staging, fiddle with that, go from staging to live and what have you.
Yeah.
All in there, and multiple sites, presumably, not just like one site.
In our current infrastructure, we optimize for single sites per environment. The reason for that is the dynamic staging, the dynamic infrastructure. It's highly optimized to allow us to do this bursting and boosting power when they need it. We are releasing a new product in the coming months, which will change how that operates. To allow certain types of sites to run together in the same infrastructure. But the focus is always on high performance. It's always on highly dynamic and highly scalable. So we try to manage and create a balance.
Okay.
Yeah, let me touch on that for a moment. So if you have a site that's super high resource, it's best off on its own environment to get the maximum power. And so our infrastructure is built around that use case. However, as was said, very soon we're launching a new product that's going to allow multiple sites per environment. So we'll have, if you have a big site and you have a bunch of small sites also, you'll be able to have both. You'll be able to have a big site in a dedicated environment, and you can have a bunch of small sites in a multi-site environment. Very soon, we're in the final phases of wrapping that up.
I think
so. Effectively, Rapid is the best of managed WordPress in an extremely user-friendly dashboard, but with the power and performance of a dedicated high-performance virtual private server or VPS.
I think everybody would like to view their site as mission critical. You know, I have got a tiny little website with no actual traffic, but to me, it's mission critical. It feels like the kind of sites you're pitching toward, at least anyway, they kind of really are. You know, you've got this social network or something like that, LMS or something. It is your business. It needs to be ticking over whilst you're asleep. Do you offer any kind of, you know, SLA kind of thing? Do you offer some sort of guarantee that, yes, whilst you sleep, your site will be up, and if anything seems to go wrong whilst you're asleep, we're going to step in. We've got 24/7 monitoring support staff. We'll have you back in the 8 hours that you're not around, those kind of things.
100%. Our support team are all trained developers. A number of our support team came across with us from BuddyBoss. They were working in plugin development and working in WordPress space for many, many years. So we have the ability to monitor in real time every site in our infrastructure, monitor not just that it's up, but we actually can also monitor the performance and load. And we can actually, our SysOp and DevOps team monitor that in real time, 24/7. If they see a site that's busy, we address it.
Can you also touch on Monarchs and PatchDeck, as that's related to this too, Wes?
Oh, you have partnerships with them. Interesting. Okay.
One of the biggest reasons why sites have problems is either malware attacks or bot attacks or denial of service attacks. They're big challenges in the WordPress space. So we partnered and built on a very powerful security stack, which starts at its base with latest versions of Elmer Linux, latest versions of Monarchs, real-time malware security in the server stack itself, Enterprise, Lightspeed, latest versions of MariaDB and Redis, all in the same stack with PatchDeck sitting on the front of it. At each step, monitoring performance, monitoring malware, monitoring security, and then completing that with our edge-powered CDN infrastructure that does the same thing again with a high-performance WAF at edge in the cloud, completing that stack.
If your site gets attacked or hacked at the server level or at the plugin level, what does Monarchs do? What does PatchDeck do? Can you explain that?
So Monarchs, firstly, tracks and manages in real time everything that's happening inside your WordPress server. It's not like a WordFence or a scanner that's just sitting as a plugin. I mean, respectfully, the worst place to put a security plugin is inside the application. Because it's the first thing that gets attacked. It's just another plugin. So our security sits in the server. It looks directly into PHP. It looks into memory and monitors in real time. It can catch, using what's called a RAS, malware before anyone even knows it is malware, because it's actually looking at what's happening. It actually goes, that particular action looks suspect, and real-time blocks and traps those that security or attack. PatchDeck does the same thing at the other end. It's monitoring and trapping all of those legacy plugin vulnerabilities that, you know, people forgot to update their plugin, and oh dear, malware's attacking that plugin this morning. PatchDeck is solving that problem at the front end by going, no, we're real-time patching.
And this isn't another thing which I need to enable, right? It's not like I have to go and sign up for PatchStack and Monarch. This is just built in, hidden in the background, if you like, but it's there.
When you set
same
up
as
a
application.
Site,
when you,
when you add a site, it, there's a process where we deploy the server environment and install WordPress, and we install Monarchs and we install PatchStack and all the caching tools. Everything was talked about is all part of the deploy process. As soon as your site's ready, it's all there.
And it's all managed in our dashboard. You don't even log into your WordPress site to manage any of those tools.
Let's say they're I'm a real like server nerd. You know, everything that you've been talking about is like second nature to me. I just love this stuff inside and out. It's my living, breathing love is to just configure servers and all of that, which, by the way, it is not for me. But how much control do I get over the environment that you offer? Is it a case of rapid, we've just optimized it, this is what we've got, or can I go in and sort of tweak the version of whatever it may be? How much control do I have?
It is a managed infrastructure.
Okay.
And that allows us to optimize things incredibly highly. But we manage and maintain that in near real time. Again, because of our dynamic infrastructure, unlike a traditional WordPress site where it's set and forget it, our servers are managing and monitoring. They're adjusting CPU loads. They're adjusting RAM allocations. They're adjusting database optimization configurations in real time because we're monitoring all those things externally. And we're going, okay, this customer's added the world's worst load plugin. And there are some plugins, huge load.
Yeah.
And we know about it effectively the moment it happens. And because we're monitoring the server, we might see a performance strike. We might see something start to go. There's no extra user load, because we're seeing that as well. But all of a sudden, their CPUs have just gone through the roof. So our DevOps and SysOps are in there within minutes going, what's going on? What's happening? And we'll then reach out reactively to the customer and say, hey, are you aware that what you've just done has broken your site?
Yeah.
And we have customers coming back going, oh, we didn't know that had happened.
Yeah, nice.
And in the traditional WordPress world, and unfortunately, I was only talking to someone yesterday who woke up to discover that WooCommerce was gone.
Oh, good grief.
WooCommerce was gone. Oh, no. Wasn't one of our sites. It was one of our competitors. It wasn't the competitor's fault. They had auto updates enabled, and the version of WooCommerce had tried to do an update, and the update had failed. And of course, the way installs work is it goes, I think I've got a valid payload, delete all the old stuff, and now install the new stuff. So it had deleted all the old stuff, and oops. But this guy's site had been down for 8 hours.
Yeah, these are the best days, aren't they? The best days realize.
Our platform monitors that.
I'd love to just spend like literally 20 seconds looking over Wes's shoulder at the dashboard that he's staring at when he's looking at the rapid cloud infrastructure and what's happening with all the servers. It'd be kind of interesting. I bet you've got lots of flashing lights and updates and things like that. Yeah,
we do. We see it in real time. We love Slack and we use Slack infrastructure and the whole platform is wired to start pinging events into Slack channels.
Yeah. 2 a.m, Wes gets a call, something's gone wrong.
Wes is not a one-man show, by the way.
Yeah.
We have a DevOps team and a SysOps team.
We've got a dedicated SysOps team there in real time. We've got a dedicated DevOps team. And as I said, our support team are also fully trained. Any one of our support team, pretty much to a man or woman, can go in and fix your site.
What about
and they're empowered
like,
to do so.
What about things like WPCLI, you know, SSH access,
all built
that
in.
Kind of thing, debugging?
WPCLI is built in. It's a native part of our platform infrastructure.
Okay.
SSH is available. Again, because it's managed, we tend not to allow root access.
Well, that strikes me as quite sensible. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because... The biggest challenge is that the moment you are managed, you have to establish a baseline.
Right.
So if you're a managed infrastructure, you can't have people tweaking with the baseline when you're trying to optimize in real time that same baseline.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're in there adjusting configuration settings of the MariaDB configuration file or the Redis configuration file, that could be happening any time of day. The customer doesn't know we're doing it, but it's all happening in real time. if the customer's going and going, oh, I went in and tried to edit the configuration file, we're overriding it while they're trying to change it.
Yeah.
So we have to manage that.
Kind of makes sense.
I want to comment on this about customizability, though. So customers, we have WP debug in there. They can turn it on and off from the hosting dashboard.
Nice.
They can upgrade their WordPress version from the hosting dashboard. They can upgrade plugins and themes from the dashboard. If they have a problem, they can roll back to a previous version of a plugin and theme from within the hosting dashboard, which is great because sometimes the site will, if you update a plugin and then a conflict, you can get a white screen and you can't go into admin. So you can do it from the hosting dashboard. They can switch their PHP version, their Lightspeed version from the hosting dashboard. They can edit PHP.ini configurations from within the hosting dashboard. Other hosts, often you have to email support
to do that.
They can do all that. And then they can also change their plan. They can increase storage on the plan. They can bump to a higher tier to increase resources. And it happened. They can do it in the dashboard without talking to support. And there's basically no downtime. It's instantaneous, the changes.
Okay, so given the time constraints that we've got today, we're kind of sure. Closing the window a little bit, but just a couple of things. So Rapid Cloud, it feels to me as if you are pitching yourself towards people who are serious about having a WordPress website. They've got a serious property. They've got serious expectations about uptime and performance and so on. Mm-hmm. So the next question is the pricing question. I'm guessing that with serious resources comes serious pricing. Talk us through that. What are the, and caveat emptor, we're recording this at the beginning of March 2025. So this will be a movable feast, I'm sure, over time. But where are we at the moment, apart from the free trial? Where does your baseline price start? Let's go there.
So our pricing starts for most customers with what we call a developer plan. There is also what we call a light plan. They start at about $25 a month. And a developer plan is about $50 a month. But for most of our customers, their entry level is around that $89 to $90 a month. Of course, they are getting a full VPS. Hmm. They are getting $350 plus of Object Cache Pro, Relay, Patch Stack, and Monarchs in every environment. So they're not getting a $5 hosting. They are getting right. Live monitoring, real-time support. So what we are selling is a managed service. But and that scales from there. It scales up. You know, we have customers spending considerably more than that. But they're also making, you know, massive, you know, millions and millions of potentially page requests per day in some
of that. Do you know what?
The question is how much performance you're getting per dollar. So many of our customers save money when they switch to us. So we're at the higher end of hosting, you could say. But our infrastructure is designed to be very efficient at scale. So a lot of customers who are maybe spending 100 here, we're spending 150 at another host, and they switch here and they can drop to a lower price point for better performance. So we're very competitive there, but we are in the higher end because we're serving the higher end customers. And our pricing varies whether we offer monthly and annual plans. So we give a nice discount for annual.
And something I've never seen before, which is biannual. You appear to be offering 2 years hosting. And the nice gimmick there, which I love, is that if you go for 2 years, you get basically 2 years for the price of 18 months. That's how I'm reading it. Is that right?
Yes.
We offer a really nice discount if you buy a multi-year plan. So you get that for the first, if you buy for 2 years, you get a really nice discount for the first 2 years.
Nice.
And then after that, it will roll into an annual plan.
Got it.
Which still has a discount again on top of
that. Yeah, but nice way to sort of try at the beginning. Yeah, yeah.
This is modeled around how a lot of these enterprise type businesses tend to think. We have, you know, BuddyBoss customers that were going, well, I've got 2,500 members. They give me $10 a month. And you're going, hang on a minute, that's real money.
Yeah.
That's your side gig.
Yep.
And they're going, yeah, I've got, you know, 25K in revenue per month from my side gig. I'm quite happy to go, I'm in this for the next 12 months or I'm in this for the next 2 years. I'm quite happy to commit upfront to high performance. the other big differentiator, we guarantee our performance. We guarantee that by partnering with some of the highest powered cloud infrastructure currently available. And as we grow and scale, as new performance infrastructure becomes available, our customers get it automatically. They're not locked into a, oh, you bought a host in 1943 and it's still running at the same speed and it's still running on that, you know, it's got two hamsters in a wheel still from that point. Every time new infrastructure is available and we update our infrastructure platform, all of our customers will get the same uplift.
I think there's
if they're locked in now, they get a performance benefit.
Yeah, I think there is
with no real downtime.
Yeah,
Think about it.
Just going to say, I think there is a real bit of the WordPress community which is nervous of talking about money. And so, you know, like when you get into three figures, you know, $100+ for anything, it feels like that's a lot. But then actually pull back the curtain a little bit, prize the lid open, and see kind of what you're getting and what you will get off the back of that. You know, the and in this case, a serious website, which will hopefully be generating you revenue even before you you come to them. So migrating over, all taken care of. And you can check it all out at Rapid Cloud. Like I said, the URL is spelled rapyd.cloud. And if you want to go straight to the pricing, it's /pricing. You can go and check it out. We've run out of time, I'm afraid to say, but that's been a really interesting conversation, both Mike and Wes. Let's start with Mike first. Where can we find you if we've got any curious questions based upon this?
If you want to reach out to me, I'm very active on LinkedIn. So Michael Eisenwasser, you can just look me up on LinkedIn and send me a message.
Nice. And Wes?
I'm on LinkedIn as well. I'll also be at CloudFest. In a couple of weeks' time, and we'll be at WordCamps. We've got Boost this year, and I don't know, for anyone that was at WordCamp Asia, they might have met our giant peregrine pelican, Flynn.
Yeah.
Who was literally everywhere at WordCamp. It's a 6-foot-tall giant bird, Fleet is the fastest land animal, peregrine falcon.
I like it. It's a good gimmick.
He chose to join with us.
That's the other thing. If you want to meet in person, we sponsor and go to the big events. So we were just mentioning we're in WordCamp Asia in Manila a couple weeks ago. We'll be at WordCamp US in Portland, and we'll be at WordCamp Europe in Switzerland. In June.
Yeah.
So those are all good opportunities to come to our booths and talk and meet in person too.
Okay. And just a little thing from me, love the website. I really, really like the design that you've got going on there.
Awesome.
Thank you. Really like it. Cool. It resonated with me right away. Really nice. So thank you so much, Wes. Thank you so much, Mike. Good luck. I hope that the platform is incredibly successful. Take care.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you as well. Thanks, Nathan.
Okay, that's all we've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, if you've got something to say about Wes and Mike's offering, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 416, and leave us a comment there. We'd really appreciate it. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. Helping us make the podcast today is also Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And also helping us with the podcast this week is Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks from me to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost and OmniSend for supporting the WP Builds podcast. Okay, just before we finally go, one last mention. The Page Builder Summit is happening from the 12th to the 16th of May this year, 2025. Head to pagebuildersummit.com to enroll and pagebuildersummit.com/sponsors if you would like to find out more about putting that event on with us and getting your product or service in front of a WordPress-specific audience. If you want to do that with WP Builds, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. Okay, truly, that's it. I'm going to fade in some cheesy music, say stay safe, have a good week, see you soon, bye-bye for now.